Welcome to Orchard Conversations, a podcast brought to you by the Orchard community.
Hello, friends. I want to begin today by talking about our world. That's right, our world. A world that is filled with wondrous beauty and intricacy, no doubt. I mean, from the grandeur of a sunset, which is my favorite, to the complex pattern of a snowflake, to the seemingly endless expanse of the universe. We are surrounded by a display of the ultimate artist, our creator. Now, in the book of Genesis, we're told that God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. In other words, you and I have been created in the image of the grand artist, the great creator. Which means there is this, well, there's this touch of divine creativity within us. And so this series that we're starting today, Made to Create, is certainly a series about being creative, but it's even more so, I think, a series about being human. Because to be human is to be creative. So sometimes, you know, when we think about creativity, I think sometimes we have this tendency to immediately go to this image of someone painting a picture or writing a novel or composing a song, certainly the very creative work, you know, or we think of creativity as some kind of luxury, like it's sort of like the cherry on top, so to speak, right? Like it's something that's good, it's something important, but not necessarily vital. And yet I would argue that creativity is not a luxury, but rather a necessity, and one that I believe is absolutely essential when it comes to the flourishing and the sustainability of us as a species. I mean, look around us. Look at the complexities. Look at the complexity of our societies, the challenges we face from climate change to social and economic disparities, to global health issues, to violence and unrest. I mean, we are faced with multifaceted problems, most of which do not have a simple one-size-fits-all solution. You know, these are not the kind of challenges that we can simply address with old linear solutions. No. What we need are fresh, out-of-the-box, innovative, creative ideas and solutions. And so, look, it's not just even about global problems either. I mean, on a personal level, creativity helps us adapt to change, to face our challenges, to live a fuller and more meaningful life. It allows us to express ourselves, to connect more deeply with others, and to bring about change in our life and in our own spheres. So anyway, I'm really excited for what's ahead for us over these next several weeks as we engage in some conversation with some really creative people. Now, a quick side note, when I say creative, I'm not just talking about professional artists who paint or sculptors who sculpt or musicians who write music or people who actually make a living as an artist. Sure, we're certainly going to have some conversation with those as well, but we're also going to have conversations with people who have learned how to bring creativity into whatever work they do. Whether it's parenting children, whether it's doing the work of peacemaking, impacting communities, teaching young people. Because here's the thing, listen, creativity is not just about mastering an artistic skill. I think that it's about approaching whatever it is you do with a spirit of innovation, with a readiness to experiment, a willingness to view the world from different perspectives. So take a teacher, for example, who brings creativity into their classroom, not necessarily by painting murals on the walls, but by presenting knowledge in ways that ignite curiosity and discovery in their students. Or consider the barista who beyond perfecting latte art, constantly experiments with flavors and brewing techniques to create a truly unique coffee experience. Or how about the software developer who can't draw a straight line but can somehow weave complex code into a user-friendly app that makes our lives easier? I mean, you get the point of what I'm saying, right? We are all artists, regardless of our ability to draw. And our life's canvas is the work we do and the impact we make. So with all that said, to get us started in the series, I want to give you three words today that I believe really matter when it comes to living a creative life. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these, but I do want to throw these out and get these on your radar because I think they do help set a foundation for where we're headed. So the question, how do we channel our divine creativity in our daily lives? Well, the first word is this, sensitivity. I think it begins with sensitivity and not in the, you know, artists are just so sensitive kind of way, you know, because it's funny. I mean, sensitivity is often seen as this emotional attribute, but I think it's really so much more than that. I think sensitivity is about living with an attuned awareness to the world around us and the world within us. It's what allows us to absorb details that, well, that frankly often elude others. I think sensitivity is kind of like a human sponge. I'm picturing SpongeBob right now, but no, don't think about SpongeBob. Think about sponges. Sponges soak up the water around them, pulling in everything from tiny particles to larger debris. And I think that the sensitive person, like the sponge, absorbs not only the obvious facts of the situation, but also its subtleties. The emotional undercurrents in a group conversation, for example, the maybe a small change in a friend's behavior, the minor details in a complex problem at work. You know, sensitivity is what allows us to see deeper into situations and into relationships, into problems. And when we let it, sensitivity becomes the perfect soil for imagination. And that's word number two I want to give you. That's right. The second word, imagination. And so while sensitivity is what allows us to see and get a clear picture of what is, well, imagination is what enables us to get a good clear picture of what could be. That's right. It is our capacity to see beyond the present and to visualize the future. Candy Chang is a Taiwanese-American artist and urban planner who was living in New Orleans post-Hurricane Katrina. And in a way that was probably impossible for her not to, Candy began noticing the despair and the disconnection in her community following the hurricane. And there was one particular abandoned building in her neighborhood that stood as like this stark symbol of the city's loss. It was a depressing sight, a symbol of stagnation and hopelessness. But sensing an opportunity to rekindle hope and communication among her neighbors, Candy transformed the front of this dilapidated building into a giant chalkboard bearing the phrase, "Before I die, I want to blank." And the way it worked was that this creative public art project invited residents to fill in the blank with their personal aspirations. And it really resonated with people, leading to thousands of powerful responses. Everything from, "Before I die, I want to straddle the international dateline," to, "Before I die, I want to be completely myself." Candy's sensitivity to her surroundings, coupled with her imagination, her creativity, not only beautified a space, but it also helped to rebuild a sense of community and connection in a city struggling to recover. And as it turns out, get this, the project didn't just resonate with people in that neighborhood. No. But it has since become a global project with more than 5,000 walls in 78 countries. Wow. What a beautiful picture of how sensitivity to one's surroundings can spur creativity that has profound impact. And that leads us to the last word that I want to give you today, and that's the word creativity. And this, friends, is where we bring our sensitivity and imagination to life. That's right. It's where our observations, our dreams are actually turned into something real, something tangible. So we take our sensitivity, our awareness to the world as it is, and our imagination or our vision of what could be, and we start creating. It might be something as simple as a kind word to a person in need, or as big as launching a project to address a community issue. So friends, with that in mind, I'd love to pose a question for you to consider as we embark on this new series, and it's this one right here. What are the blank canvases in your life? Is it a relationship that needs healing? Is it a community problem that needs addressing? A personal goal that you've been putting off? What are the blank canvases in your life? And I also invite you to think about your own life as a continual work of art, as a never-ending canvas that you have the privilege to fill. You see, these are the spaces where you and I can express our divine DNA, where we can live out our calling as creators. I want to close this part of our digital liturgy by reading to you from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, starting at verse 13 from the Message paraphrase. Listen to these words from Jesus. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Oh, I love this. Let me tell you why we're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. So be generous with your lives. Wow. This is the word of the Lord as written by Matthew. Would you bow your heads with me, friends? Let's pray. God, the great Creator. Thank you for the spark of creativity that you have placed within us. Guide us to use this divine gift to transform our lives and the world around us. As we navigate our days, help us to stay sensitive to the needs of our surroundings, to imagine better realities, and to courageously bring those visions to life. And as we delve into these conversations about creative living, would you open our hearts and minds to new insights? We ask that and we pray that in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, friends, here's what I'd like to do. Whether you're alone by yourself or you're with a group of people, I'd love to give you a couple conversation starters. Perhaps you want to journal or just have some conversation with some friends. If you're at one of our table gatherings, this would be some great conversation to just continue this whole topic a little bit this afternoon, whenever it is you're watching this. But here's the first one, all right? Who in your life has embodied creative living and had an impact on you? And how have they inspired you to embrace your own creativity? That's right. Who in your life has embodied creative living and had an impact on you? Maybe this is a mother, father, maybe it's a child. I am creatively inspired by my children all the time. Perhaps it's a family friend. Maybe it's an artist who has painted or who has done a work of art that has really spoken to you, a piece of music. But who in your life has embodied creative living and had an impact on you? And how have they inspired you to embrace your own creativity? Here's a second conversation starter. Ready? What does living with eyes wide open mean to you in the context of your own life? Can you share a time when your sensitivity to your surroundings led to a new understanding or action? Let me repeat that one more time. What does living with eyes wide open mean to you in the context of your own life? Can you share a time when your sensitivity to your surroundings led to a new understanding or action? I'd love for you to continue the conversation, open your heart, see what else there is for you to draw out of your own wisdom, out of your heart. I'm sure this is a conversation we could talk about all day long, and if you want to, go ahead. But I would love to sort of pass the baton on to you now and let this be your conversation. That's the whole reason we do this. Friends, we are so thankful and honored that you have joined us today, whether you're joining us on our podcast, at a table gathering, or at home with your family, or even by yourself. Thank you so much. The Orchard is an inclusive community rooted in the ways of Jesus. And so we hope that you feel welcomed. We hope that you feel wanted. We hope that you feel like you belong. It is an honor you've joined us. And hey, I want to mention that, you know, everything we do is we're able to do because of people's generosity, people who have been impacted by what we're doing, people who believe in the vision of the Orchard community. And so if you are impacted by what's happening here and you've not yet had a chance to help support this work, I want to encourage you to do so. This is not about everybody should give equally or the same amount or support it the same way. In the scriptures, it even says to give as you've been blessed. And so if you've been blessed a little bit, give a little bit. If you've been blessed a lot, give a lot. And then we can trust that, you know, God will provide what needs to be provided. And so let me tell you, there's a couple ways you can give. If you're watching this on Sunday morning on our online digital liturgy, you can give by clicking the link in the chat window. You can also go to our website, theorchardcommunity.com/give. You can give through the Orchard app if you use that, or you can even go old school snail mail and send it to the P.O. box on your screen. Thank you, though, friends, for being a part of this, and especially those of you who have been supporting for months, years. Thank you. Your generosity is truly making a difference. Now, before you go, I want to speak this benediction over you. So open your heart, friends. May the God of infinite creativity, who formed us in God's image, inspire our hearts with sensitivity to see the world as it is, and the imagination to envision it as it could be. As we go from here today, let us do so as creators in our own realms, illuminating darkness, painting life onto blank canvases, and reflecting God's creative spirit in all we do. Amen. Friends, you are loved. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care.